How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He is alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
Oh, guys.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah. Give yourself a round of applause for that.
Really?
That
was something different. I was way off mic, and I sang as loud as I could. So I think it was like an extra layer of an overtone.
What?
An overture.
That's pretty
extra
deep.
Extra layer, all right.
We don't call that overtone, though, do we, Bruce?
No, sure.
No, that's something different, I think, yeah.
Easy.
Bruce.
Welcome to 4/19/24, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It is.
I heard some audio yesterday from Kelly Clarkson, Kevin, where she accidentally said something that she shouldn't have said, and it kind of had a double meaning to it, like, you know, overtone type scenario. And then she
innocent mistake.
Though. Totally, and caught herself, and this was her reaction.
Okay.
I just want to use that forever.
Okay.
And we're moving on.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind sounding something like that next time you have an accident.
Absolutely.
A verbal accident, clearly. And you can just give me the...
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Okay.
Why does it get funnier every time?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, it was, and you can just tell by the way she said it too. She's like, okay, everybody stop. Nobody needs to talk about that anymore. So welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Friday boys, has this ever happened to you? Maybe not. Have you ever had your foot slip off of the gas pedal?
Sure.
Yeah, you're trying to get going, Brewster, and your foot slips off the...
Like onto the brake or just off?
No, just like off to the right. My foot always would slip off to the right, not to the left.
Mm.
Huh?
There's no room on the right.
There's
it has center I'd scound off the bottom of it before.
Yeah,
though.
That's what I mean, the bottom right corner.
Oh, I see. I got you, yeah.
Yeah, the way my foot sets, it sets so that I'm on the bottom right corner
of
the
accelerator. So just right off the edge there?
Yeah, and so it just kind of slips off and goes, So we've had that happen. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I had it happen to me at a stoplight the other day. My foot slipped off, and it slipped off. And so, of course, I was like, geez. And as I'm trying to bring, the car behind me just lays on the horn.
You're like, give me a second. I got it.
And I was like, I don't know what is the signal for my foot slipped off the gas pedal.
Well,
I was so mad instantly. Yeah. Yes, I got mad because they honked at me, and I'm like, I'm trying to go, but my foot slipped off. And I get it from them, their standpoint. They think I'm on my phone or something.
I think it's the way where you're like,
I got it.
My bad.
Point down.
Yeah.
Point down?
Nope. Yeah. That's no. Well,
hands up, point down.
That could possibly bring the wrong thought to it.
Okay.
I think it's the one hand. The two hand thing seems like aggressive if both hands are in
right.
the air.
Yeah.
The one hand where you're like, and you're nodding okay. Yeah.
My bad.
You know what? I'm not perfect like you.
I wish I would have done that.
I like that one.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. Did you make any sort of gesture or did you just, you know? Thumbs up.
Oh, I did the
bug eye
face and pointed down. Oh,
I love that face. I wish you could see it in the rearview mirror, though. That would be the greatest.
Oh,
Oh, no kidding.
Okay.
That's where the, remember that story, Kevin, where the guy had the light up sign in his back window.
Yes.
Dr. Kenny Beavis got it, I think.
Oh yeah.
Guy drove by and flipped it on. Yes, and it wasn't a nice message.
Yeah. They have those. Yeah, all kinds of little things you can program
into
those.
I don't know that that's a good idea, but yeah.
Not in this day and age.
No, sure. Uh-uh. Plus, it's too much to write. My foot slipped off the gas pedal. I apologize for delaying your day 1 second.
Yeah. Voice to text.
Maybe this. I mean, just... Maybe just something like that would work. Okay.
Yeah. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey there, hi there, over there. Good morning, Kevin!
Kevin James.
Oh, geez.
Get up! Put some pants on!
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday crew is here this morning.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as, like, actual employer, it's like...
Monty.
Hello. Right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
Are you mumbling?
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was, like, first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're Tony the Tiger. You're great.
Monty.
Hi. Hey there. Hi there. Oh, there. Good morning, Steve.
Wow.
Oh, hi, Monty.
Wow. Monty. Special just for you, Steve.
No kidding. Yeah, because I was just, you know, you're doing that whole hand thing with Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're an animal.
It was annoying the heck out of me, and he was doing it the most, so I throw him under the bus.
That's nice.
Bruce and I have to learn to join in on that.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, please do. Let's make him mad before 6:30.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. He hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years. He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor. Live the good
life, love the good tractor's wife. Name is Lloyd.
Yep. Someone in trouble. Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren Strong.
Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everyone.
Hey, buddy.
I have to thank you, but I have to disagree with the greatest man whatever there.
That's, mm-hmm, of all time.
Yeah, that's just not true, but...
I feel like you deserve it.
Well, thank you, but I don't know. I just don't know.
Can we get a full list of the people who are better than you?
Bruce?
There's 14 of us at coffee.
Okay. He owned that right. one.
That didn't take more than a half a second.
No,
that
didn't
great.
It.
Yeah, yeah. That's well, that should right do there. It then. Okay, yeah. We are.
Well, let's get the list.
Wow, 14, huh?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, there's a slug of it in coffee.
You guys are just, that thing has grown
a
lot.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And Mike Ryder says it's all my fault.
Well, you can't actually get rid of anybody, right? Like, how would you?
You can't. I mean, you just can't.
Mother Nature does.
Well,
sorry, two Bobs. You guys can't be here.
That's Mother Nature.
That's attrition, Kevin. I understand what you're saying, but the Grim Reaper, maybe, is what you're thinking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I get it.
Steve is wondering if Mother Nature is killing people. I don't know.
Natural selection?
Maybe? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just time.
Yeah, Father Time.
Father Time, not Mother Nature. Father Time gets rid of them.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they are married.
You can't really get, you can't kick people out. That would be terrible.
No. I mean, unless if somebody started being a real jerk and it was a problem and it was ruining it for everybody.
Ooh, what would you do on that?
Oh, I know how you just, do that. You fix that. You just change the day.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Don't tell them.
That's a good idea.
I know, but there's 14 of you. There's going to be a certain number that are going to, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah, well.
And then you just say, well, you guys go to coffee with them then.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. Yeah.
You'll be there on Tuesday.
There's one of the guys that's quick enough. He could... In fact, it might go over their head. He's so quick.
I'm just curious. Do you guys have assigned seats or no? I can't remember.
Well, semi-assigned.
I mean, it would seem weird if somebody all of a sudden like took the spot where Warren sits next to you, I would imagine.
Right. Oh, no. Actually, no.
He's usually down at the other
end of
the
table. We're half a mile away.
Well, no wonder you guys still like each other.
I'd call him on the phone.
Tuesday. He started calling everybody on the phone.
At the table?
Yes. It was great.
I love that.
You ask if they have assigned seats. Jay, you realize the age group.
We're talking, I know. Right? Well, yeah.
I mean, they have their own recliner. You can't sit in that recliner. Yeah.
I got up to go order my breakfast 2 weeks ago. And I came back, and somebody was in my chair. I said, Tom.
Well, no, you can't do that. That's rude.
You got to move, because there's my coffee.
Right.
Oh, there's a chair right there.
So wow.
I did that.
Did you dump it on Tom's head?
Well, I wanted to.
I mean, is Tom
you,
now?
You moved to a different chair, and Tom was
just really, right next to him.
He challenged you.
Well, when we're off the air, I'll tell you about that. okay. The guy that I was sitting beside liked it better that way.
Oh, I see. All right.
So it had its advantages. Is that you just keep telling yourself that, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, how are disputes handled there, Bruce? Is there a person who's the head of
Yeah, we got the mayor, the ex-mayor.
Oh, the actual ex-mayor. Yeah. So he kind of takes care of the...
Oh, yeah. He's in charge.
He runs the show.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Well, I'll be done.
We have a sergeant of arms, and we have, Mike's assigned everybody.
Wow.
Oh, so, yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
Coffee.
And
do you call the meeting to order and...
Well, the mayor does. No, I haven't.
Who knew coffee was so complicated?
Yeah.
Wow. So many rules.
I don't want to go now.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
I'm God.
Bingo.
Man. Bruce, you have the divine spot.
I'll say.
Hey. Hi, Brewster.
Bruce, yes. Good morning.
Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Howdy.
How's your world, Bruce?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where are you hurting?
Well.
Start at the top.
Yeah, start at the top.
Work our way down.
Yes. Back's a little bad lately.
Back's a little bad?
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
I had a guy tell me yesterday, he goes, you know, sometimes when you get older, stuff will just hurt for no reason.
Yeah.
I said, no kidding. And he's like, yeah, I was walking down the hallway, he said like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like an ice pick got stuck through my foot.
Ooh.
And this guy's probably late 60s. And I go, oh, yeah. And he goes, and I have no idea what caused it. It was like that for about 3 weeks. I was limping around. Then I woke up one morning, it was gone.
Gone.
He goes, I didn't do anything for it. Just took care of it. Started on its own, ended on its own. He goes, so you got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a little afraid when you sneeze? I mean, just, it's just, what's going on? Okay, no, I'm fine this time.
No, I brace my core.
My name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hey. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Yes, he is.
Guy.
Oh, morning.
Hello,
morning,
Steve.
Guy.
Now approaching the mound for the Spokane Indians, number 99.9, Steve Heskey, a.k.a. Producer Steve, with tonight's first pitch.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Wow.
Is that how it went? Did they give you a big intro?
Oh, they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, isn't that something?
And then they told me that I did a good job, even though...
I heard her say good job, or somebody said.
I heard the PA announcer say, good job, Steve.
Did
you throw a nice slider in there?
No. It was close to the plate, though.
Okay.
Steve, here's what I say. With a pitch like that, first of all, you were told that you would not be on the mound. So in your mind, you were going to be like 10 feet closer.
Originally, that's what I thought, yes.
Yeah, if you had 10 feet.
Oh, man.
That would have been a strike.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
A little outside.
Well, or inside
depending on the batter.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hit by pitch?
Yeah.
It's on our Facebook page if people want to see Producer Steve's first pitch. Have you guys seen it?
No, not yet.
Well, let me pull it up.
It's not even close to the worst first pitch I've ever seen.
Oh,
no.
I mean, it's not even really embarrassing.
Not at all. No, I didn't think so at all.
If that's what I went and did, I'd be happy with it.
Absolutely.
Well, the fact of the matter is, so they had four people doing out first pitches last night at the game.
Four of them?
Yeah.
Well,
including myself.
Who was first? There's only one that got a first pitch.
Well, that was me.
That was Producer Steve, baby. Let's go.
Which was, were like, you're going to be first. And I was like, okay. But the weird thing is, the guys after me, I think one of them was a former Gonzaga baseball player.
Not fair. Okay.
One was a
good
guy.
Good thing you were first then.
Yeah. One was a guy who had done it before, like kind of recently, I think. And
okay.
He flew really fast. And the other was someone, I think, in the police department or sheriff's department or something. And they had me go first.
you know, that's where you want to be, actually. You're like, yeah, I don't want to follow the guy from GU.
Were they all cool to you, though, when you came back? I'm assuming you guys all kind of stood there together.
Yeah, yeah. They were super nice.
They're like, nice job, Steve. Nice job.
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing was the guy who was catching for us, who's one of the players.
Yeah.
He, you know, saved, we all threw it to him, and then he came with our separate balls and gave them and then signed them and that stuff.
Sure.
And I shook his hand at the end and I go, well, have a good game. And he goes, you too.
Oh, and he goes, dang
I mean, enjoy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You too. Wait.
Okay. Yeah. He was super nice as well.
Here, boys, I have the pitch on the computer if you would like to see it.
Better.
Bruce, you're the baseball man. Yeah. I feel like
you doing that would be like Bruce and I shooting baskets against Caitlin Clark.
Nothing would be that bad. No, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce, here we go. What do you think of Steve's pitch? He takes the mound.
He's looking good walking up to the mound.
He looks good, doesn't he?
He's confident.
And he lets her rip.
Oh, well, he got it there.
I mean, it bounces. It bounces short of the plate on the grass. But I mean, overall, look. Yeah. I say the catcher didn't have to come out of the batter's box.
That's exactly right, Kevin. He stayed in his crouch.
Yep.
Yeah. He never had to stand up. He didn't airmail it. He didn't like short hop it where he had to try to block it with his body. Nope. He just reached over and caught it.
And as much as I thought there might be total embarrassment for you, Steve, there was not at
all. Good work, Steve. Guys, let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. It was only moderately embarrassing. It was pretty okay. It was pretty okay.
It was pretty okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm trying to think of something for the boat show.
Only in a Bruce.
Kevin James.
That thug, I think, is like every year, man, it's just like clockwork as soon as the boat show comes up. And then you can't help but singing it because it comes from there.
Yeah. Oh, you can help it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Lots of stuff to give away today. Cody Johnson tickets probably at the top of the list. Also, a little less than an hour from now, Secret Sound. The Jay and Kevin Secret Sound. I don't know exactly what it's worth, but we'll let you know as soon as I figure it out.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
$4.99, I believe.
Whoa, are you out of your mind?
Oh, man.
Thank you, Kevin. All right, Kevin, what was that anyway? What was that?
$4.99? Are you out of your mind?
Was it? What was the actual price?
$2.99? $1.99?
Yeah, something like that.
You guys remember that commercial?
I do.
What was it for? When? We're going to type it in right now and see what comes up.
Thank you, Kevin. Google's an amazing tool.
It is.
Are you out of your mind? Here it goes. It's coming. It's coming, guys.
Whoa!
Does anyone remember this Denny's commercial from 1994? The jingle, $1.99. Are you out of your mind?
Do you guys remember that or no?
Stuck in your head on replay.
Is it for pancakes?
The $1.99 Grand Slam breakfast commercial. You could get a Grand Slam breakfast for $1.99.
Man, that's crazy. Man. I'd take that right now.
Those were the days.
Isn't that something?
That was like one, what was it, one pancake, one piece of bacon, and one egg?
That might have been it.
Or two. It was actually probably two.
That might have been it.
Still dawn, peaceful, serene, but the new light brings with it the now familiar question.
Hey, is it still $1.99?
Yes, Denny's original Grand Slam is still just $1.99.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Including sausage.
Two eggs, two hotcakes, two bacon strips, two sausage links, just $1.99.
Oh, no bacon.
Denny's Grand Slam
no bacon.
5 a.m. till 10
bacon,
at night,
sausage,
Monday
eggs. Friday. Yeah, two bacon,
did
two sausage.
Did he say bacon first?
He did, yeah.
Does it go to the song at the end?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the doggone song, Kevin.
Just $1.99.
$1.99? Are you out of your mind?
And next week, will Denny's Grand Slam still be $1.99? Only if the sun comes up.
You know what? It's the 30th anniversary of that right now.
Wow. Why, so that was, what,
why is Denny's not doing...
I mean, because they want to make money, I guess.
I know, but that's the kind of... You want to get people back into Denny's, offer it for a 30th anniversary. The $1.99 Grand Slam breakfast is back.
We could all go there and I could buy.
And you know what's funny? I wouldn't get that. If I went there with Warren and I wouldn't get the Grand Slam, it doesn't interest me.
You don't like pancakes?
Yeah, they're just okay. I don't want to... That meal I could make at home. So I'd just rather get something
else. I see what you're saying. Like an omelette or something?
Two pancakes, yeah. Two eggs, two sausage, two bacon. I could eat half that. Take the other half home.
Jeez. There you go.
Save it for later.
Save it for the next
thank
day.
Thank you, Steve.
So a dollar a meal is what you're
right.
saying.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
It's Friday, Alexa Joke Day.
What happens when bakers lose control of their mixers? Their funnel cake becomes a tornado.
Yeah, that one was dumb.
It's one of the worst, Alexa.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Alexa, do better.
You know, if it wasn't that good, you guys, why do I laugh at it?
I don't know.
You're laughing at everything, Warren.
I think you're courteous.
Well, it could be. I don't know.
Courteous? She doesn't care.
Okay.
That's definitely a keeper. Jane.
There's been a lot of There's been a lot of rumors about Blake Shelton returning to The Voice. Would he be interested? You know, they rotate judges through The Voice all the time. Oh, okay. And Blake was on there 19 seasons, I think, something like that.
20.
So would he go back to The Voice? Does he miss The Voice?
Do you miss it?
I miss the people. I don't miss the job at all. I totally needed a break from that. If they were ever able to put together the original four coaches again, maybe for one season. I would definitely want to be a part of that.
Oh, there you go. The originals, and he's back.
That was, I enjoyed that the first few seasons.
And, you know, I get it. He's done it for a long time, and I think it was wearing him out because it wasn't his only job. I mean, you're doing that, and who can work for like 16 weeks for $23 million?
Not easy.
I mean, I am worn out, guys.
Oh, Jay.
Who are the original voice judges? Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm. CeeLo.
It was CeeLo.
CeeLo Green.
And Christina, I think that's
Christina
right.
Christina Aguilera and Blake.
Maybe, yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a good, that'd be a good group. That would be, I think it would be nostalgic enough where people would watch it. I don't know if they would ever, probably couldn't get everybody to agree, but.
Seemed pretty tough.
Yeah. You know how that is. It's any of those shows they try to bring back. Do you want to hear the entire Kelly Clarkson thing about, you know, why she was laughing?
I do.
Okay. We're going to play this clip, and that will be your audio vault for a Friday, April the 19th, 2024.
That is the strangest thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Me, first thing in the morning. No good.
Well, but the weird thing, well, steak and eggs.
There you go.
I don't mind meat in the morning. Yeah. We'll still,
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I heard that Steve is dating a young lady, but really? He doesn't want anybody to know.
Kevin James.
When we're off the air, when it's just us, I'll tell you who that would be.
Look at what Steve wants to know, too.
Hey. I'll tell you, Steve.
All right, fill me in.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Raise your hand if you thought it was cold coming in this morning. Yeah,
well, that's fine.
Long time to get in the pickup.
26.
Well, my brakes kept the whole rig warm.
Yeah.
Your brakes on fire?
Got a little heated up on the way in.
When I got out of Bruce's pickup, I said, Monty, something smells hot. For me to smell that.
Yeah,
that
that's really something.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right, fellas, let's play a little game. Kevin, what year did we invent this game? Do you remember?
It was before we started on the radio.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So was it like in the
84?
Late 50s? I can't remember what it was.
72.
84 is when we first talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Been around forever.
Guys ever heard about the game called Password?
It seems like it. Okay. The way you said it, too.
Password.
Game we invented a long time ago, then TV took it over, and then we took it back. So we're we're going to play a little game we call Password.
Bruce, would you like to be the all-time guesser?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that means that you're going to have to take your headphones off every time.
Every time?
Yeah.
But you will not have to give any clues today.
Oh, good. I'm up for that.
He's excited.
He's up for that.
You can also decide the teams. Who are the teams? Oh. How do we divide out? Two and two.
Warren and Monty and Jay and Kevin.
All right.
No, Bruce, you have to be on the team.
Yeah, he's right. on both teams.
I'm on both teams.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I missed
He's all-time quarterback.
Boris
Johnson.
All right. Let's see.
Wait, what?
Who's going
why
first?
Why do you do that? You
Jay, I will take my headphones off first.
Just to make you mad, he said.
Just Bruce.
Yeah, Jay, I actually loved it.
I will take my headphones off first.
Warren,
Bruce, you'll take your headphones off.
Keep it
off
on that side,
time,
and then we'll put it
and
on.
And Warren will take your headphones off right now.
All right, you three take your headphones off.
Steve will give the password.
This is ridiculous.
Steve, here we go.
Okay. The password is cave.
Oh, wow.
Say that one more time.
The password is
cave.
All right.
Okay, fellas. Here we go.
I got back. It.
All right. Password. who's giving the clue first? Will it be Monty or will it be Jay?
Bruce goes, that's a long password.
Monty or Jay?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's the rock, paper, scissors. I can't get a winner.
Go ahead. Alphabetical, I'll take it.
Okay. Wow. We can do that all day, Jay.
Seriously, it was dumb. Okay.
Jay's got the first clue to me in password.
And Bruce.
Yeah, me too.
Huh?
Me and too. Bruce, yeah.
I'm helping. Yeah, Bruce, I forgot. I'm all-time quarterback. High five, buddy. Good. Let's go. I got a little help. That means we just have to agree on a word before we
that's right.
Go before saying it.
Go ahead, out. Jay.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. We're
bat.
What was the?
Bat. B-A-T, bat.
Bat. I mean, it makes me say, want to say baseball. Yeah. Is that what you think?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, Steve had one in his hand recently.
Oh, so that's right. Yeah, yeah.
We will say baseball.
That's incorrect.
What? Okay, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, I got my word already.
All right.
Cavern.
Say it again.
Cavern.
Good clue, Monty.
Good clue, Monty.
Cave.
Bam.
Hey!
Good
job,
Bruce. It was great. Yeah, nicely done. All right, so that means we take our headphones off, Monty, on this side.
All right. That's why he's all-time quarterback, man, Bruce. Yeah,
that's exactly right. He's the horse. All right, you guys ready?
Warren, are you listening?
Uh-huh.
All right. The password is robot.
Oh, cool.
We good?
Yeah, good.
Come on back.
Jay and I were over there talking.
We were just trying to drown out you guys. That's all right. All right, I guess, Warren, you get to go first.
Listen to him in there. Mechanical.
That's a good one.
That's a good clue. Yeah.
Engineer.
No.
That's not it. He did not use his teammate Bruce.
He didn't. Okay. He didn't. He just fired past the all-time quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I forgot.
I had no clue. So,
Rosie.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
What do you think, Bruce?
Robot.
That's what I think. Yeah. That's what I would go.
Robot?
Robot. Yeah.
Say it.
Robot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the Jetsons right away.
Yeah, I was going to say Jetsons next.
Well, I was thinking Rivet.
Yeah, Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, Rosie the Riveter.
I know. I wanted to say R2-D2, and I didn't know if that was a word.
It is. It's all one word.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Yeah.
All right, you three over there on that side of the room, take your headphones off. And Monty and I will give clues to round three of Password.
The password is.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The password is Bubbles.
All right.
Okay. We're good.
Just so everybody knows, Bruce has gotten all of this stuff so far.
Yeah, I know. He's great. That's why he's the all-time quarterback.
Yeah, right.
Can I interrupt just for a sec?
Apparently you are.
Yeah. You know my words that I write down.
Yes, for the show, yeah.
The word was robot, and I wrote Robert.
Oh, you know, so close.
Pretty close.
Robert the robot.
Enough. Yeah.
Monty, I think you're first then.
Okay.
So hard thinking of passwords.
It is. No, it is. Round.
Football.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, they're not using their greatest player.
I know. He's absorbing.
Well, shoulder shrugged it. So
he shoulder shrugged it. Yeah.
So I figured that's a pass.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jake.
The password is
chimp.
That's good.
Huh?
Around chimp.
Okay.
So chimp.
I mean, okay. I mean, you gave the word.
I know exactly what it is.
Round monkey. Round, like a orangutan? No. What's the roundest monkey you can think of? Either that or a pansy.
Pansy.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. That flower.
You know what? We're just going to go. I'm going to go with gorilla.
There you go.
No, that's not right. Kay. Monty, your turn.
Okay. Soap.
What? Soap.
That'll get him back on track, maybe.
Maybe.
We have parallel roads running at this particular juncture.
Yeah, we do.
Bruce and Warren, you need to talk.
You guys need to talk it out. You're not going to get it, so just go ahead and guess anything.
Yeah, guess something.
So we got a chimpanzee.
Round chimp. washing machine.
I was going to say, rope-a-dope.
Round.
Rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
But,
round chimpanzee. Round. And so. Yeah.
Am I going to have to call PETA if you're going to put a chimp in a washing machine?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just say frog and we'll move on.
Frog.
Okay. Michaels.
Michaels. Bubbles.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh. What is Bubbles in the?
That's the name of Michael Jackson. Bubbles
is Michael
chimp.
Jackson's chimpanzee.
Oh, I thought you just put an S at the end of Michael Bublé's first name.
Bublé, yeah. Bubbles.
My guys, it pays to work together for 29 years.
Yes, it does.
The Big 99.9.